Settle down, please, and pay attention, gals, because it's snippet time. Welcome to Sobriety Snippets for Ambitious Women Over 40, where we elevate our mindset, trade hangovers for higher consciousness, one powerful snippet at a time. And today's Saturday, gals, which means Sanctuary Saturday, a segment of the snippets where we talk about that first year of sobriety. And we're going to go in several months today, and we're going to talk about the little roller coaster that we get on, and we end up somewhere in there, maybe around 6 months-ish, where we start feeling flat. We're kind of like, what the hell am I doing? What's next? What do I do? Where am I going? What do we do? We really do kind of get attacked at a certain point of just like, we can get restless, emotional, we feel flat. You know, what is really going on? And what do I do? Okay, I quit drinking. Now what? You got to be honest. There's this in the very beginning, in about the third, fourth month, you can feel really good. And you think, wow, man, am I ever glad that I quit drinking? Then it starts to flatten out. Now, it could, you know, the timeline's different for everybody. But if you get into that flat place, then that's what we're going to talk about today. And often accompanying that flat place is, we start reaching out for other things. Can be food, can be scrolling, can be gambling. Could be any number of things because life's flat. I don't have my booze anymore. Oh my God, let me eat another cookie or whatever it is, right? We really, really want to be careful because we know that we're prone to reaching out for other things. Gals, I've been through everything. Drugs, you know, I was the pill thing. I had the pill thing going on for several years at the same time I was drinking, which is practically suicide, but you know. And then after I quit drinking in early sobriety, it was massive amounts of sugar, massive amounts. I was totally addicted to sugar. Then I went through a knitting phase. Can you be addicted to knitting? Well, I was. I mean, I just knitted all the time, feverishly, like knitting, like my life depended on it. It's like, because I couldn't hold still. I'm so restless. I'm so, I don't know what to do, right? And so there I am chewing gum and knitting endlessly because I'd also given up smoking. I mean, it feels horrible. That's really what we're talking about. It does not feel comfortable at all. So what do we do? What do we do? First of all, gals, let's recognize that it's another phase. If we can just say, oh, okay, wait a minute. This is not my life. This is not how it's going to be. This is not going to last forever. I'm just going through another phase of my journey. Remember, you're in the first year. Now, that doesn't mean that at the 12-month point, bam, everything's, now you're just, okay. Truth is, this is what life is like, right? You give up alcohol, this is what life is like. This is the journey between now and the end. Ups and downs and sideways and back, learning. And you know, if you're feeling flat and you find yourself reaching out for things, the best recommendation out there is to find something that makes you so inspired that you want to get up every morning and go do it. Now, you're probably working, maybe not, maybe you're retired. I'm amazed at how many women I hear say, I drink because I'm just plain bored. Well, my answer to boredom is, oh my God, go do something. Go volunteer, go help somebody. I don't think there's any excuse for boredom. I don't. It's one of the things I have fairly low patience for. To sit there and say, I'm bored, is just, well, then get up and do something. Like, hello? I don't get it. I'm serious. You know, does that sound judgmental? Well, I've said it. I'll tell you why I didn't get up and do something. I didn't want to. I was bored, but also lazy. I was bored, but also afraid. I was bored, but also like, I don't know, whatever. I'd rather just sit here and complain about being bored. I was getting something out of it. Ah, I'm bored, whatever. Ah. Look, if you're bored, you're probably just lazy or tired or even dealing with a massive amount of fear. And it's probably the latter. More likely fear than laziness. I don't meet very many lazy women. What I do meet are women that are too afraid to move or paralyzed, right? I'm bored. I don't know what to do. I could do 1,000 things, but I don't want to do them. We're not stupid. We can think of a lot of things we could be doing, but we don't. Instead, we sit there bored. Well, we're getting something out of it. A lot of it can be tied into self-pity. I'm bored. I don't get to drink anymore. What's happening? I don't know what to do. This is when we really got to shake ourselves out of this. That's when you grab a few snippets, start asking yourself, am I on my self-care journey? Am I doing my sacred space every day? Am I spending a few minutes alone with myself, seeking a higher path? That's when you stop and ask yourself, what do I want now in this journey? Because we can stagnate, get bored, and fall into, really, you know, the only word I can think of for it is self-pity. We're all subject to it, gals. We're all human, where we think, oh man, why do I have to go through all this crap? What did I do? Why me? Well, that's just self-pity. We all been there. When you find yourself feeling like this, bored, flat, restless, emotionless, or emotional, could be one or the other, overly emotional or just no emotions at all, it's time to shake it up and ask yourself, okay, what is going on? I'll tell you what is really going on underneath. You're starting to wake up to yourself. And we go through these stages where it's like, oh my God, it's just effort after effort. When do I get to just relax and coast? And the answer is never. Because then you're just coasting into your grave. But it should not be an endless effort. It's time to step up and find something that brings you joy. And I mean, the truth is, my knitting years, I think I knitted for about 2 years in early sobriety. I'll still pick it up now and then, but not like then. I mean, I was obsessed. I was using it as a weird sort of addiction, but at least I wasn't hurting myself. And I did get inspired. You know what? I knitted some pretty creative things back in those days, and I still have them, and I'm kind of proud of that. So find something that inspires you, even if it's something like that, right? If you're feeling flat, emotional or emotionless, restless or lazy, or falling into self-pity, or wondering what the hell is going on, it's time to ask yourself, what do I want in my life? Where am I going next? Who am I becoming now that the alcohol's gone, the noise is gone? And remember, you're going against the grain. You've given up alcohol and you're not going back, right? So you're not saying, yeah, screw it. This doesn't feel good. I'm going to go get a bottle of wine. Assuming you're not doing that, that's who I'm talking to, the women who aren't. Those of you who are still falling back, you're still in early sobriety. You're not in your first year, right? So I'm talking to those of you who've gotten past those cravings. It's time to decide to be intentional. This is the key to this, gals. The key to this. Come up with something to look forward to. Something you are learning or creating in your life that you can look forward to the outcome. In other words, a goal. But goal is so damn boring that I wanted to use other words. Creating something or learning something. Take a course. I'm going to take a 3-month course. At the end of it, I'm going to know how to play the piano. Or I'm going to know how to knit a sweater. Or I'm going to know how to, you fill in the blank. Make a goal of some kind. Something to look forward to. Something you're working towards. Something you can see the progress, so that you're not just floating through another day, trying to not be too restless. So what are you looking forward to? Life is a journey, and we have to have a destination other than the grave. That one's already there. You don't have to plan it. It's there. But where are you going to stop off on the way to the grave? So gals, that was a lot, kind of a mumbo jumbo, but I think if there's an overarching message for you, it is, what are you working towards? What are you excited about in your life? That's what I would like to know. You're in sobriety, and now it's time to make it as exciting as humanly possible by building something that really excites you. And you can. Just give yourself the time. Start exploring. Don't get stuck in exploring mode. Don't look for too long. But once you find something, go and try it out. Get up, go, shake it up, blow the dust off those big girl pants, and get moving. Or better yet, go to the show notes, tap the link, and join me and other women just like you for the December Still Point. I've been talking about this to you all week, and it starts today, my dear. Today, you are just in time. What is the December Still Point? It is a 2-week support circle, not a sobriety challenge. Not a challenge of any kind that makes us step up and take on new and difficult things in this month of December. Instead, it's a simple 2-week support circle to help you feel grounded and steady through the holiday season. Remember, we're talking about choosing our lens. Well, that's a simple process, but it's even simpler when we have someone there reminding us. You can bring to this group what you are considering doing to get yourself motivated and inspired in life, like we've been talking about today, right? The purpose of this group is not to talk about our sober journey. It's not to talk about how much sobriety we have. It's just women coming together, wanting to stay centered, grounded in December, and remember the lens that they are approaching their lives through. I would love to see you there. We're starting in a few hours, so tap the link in the show notes and let me know that you're coming. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back next time so I can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.